Welcome back to the Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
We are in studio with friends. We're live today in studio for Share-a-thon.
We are.
You can go to youtube.com/KFUO radio if you want to see our guests in studio. You can see us too,
but you can
our
see guests us, are but we're always around.
Our guests are more interesting, and you can see them on camera as well. Joining us in studio, Stephanie Nujabauer. She's manager of Mercy Resource Development for the LCMS Office of National Mission. And you probably know her, recognize her voice more from being a host of Friends for Life. Stephanie, welcome to the Coffee Hour.
Thank you. It is so good to be with you in person.
In person, right? Instead of connecting online. Yes, it is nice to be face to face. And I have some work yet to do, but we have some fun stuff to do to share together in Friends for Life and Coffee Hour coming up in the future.
Yes,
that's all I can say at this point because I still have plenty of work to do on that.
But not public knowledge.
We're going to do some collaborating. Also joining us in studio, the Reverend Andy Becker. He's Director of Family Ministry for the LCMS Office of National Mission and a co-host of Friends for Life podcast as well. Pastor Becker, welcome to the Coffee Hour again.
Thanks so much. It's good to be here.
We have two Andy B's in studio today.
Yeah. I'm not totally outnumbered, though, because there's more of us.
That's true. That's true.
The non-Andy B's.
The non-Andy B's. So Friends for Life podcast, we shared a little bit of that. We shared an episode of that yesterday in the afternoon hours with our listeners. If you were listening during the 4 o'clock hour, you would have caught an episode of Friends for Life with the Reverend Jesse Keeker. Mm-hmm. Great story.
Tearjerker.
I have to admit, while I was editing it for broadcast, I was like sitting in my office by myself. So fortunately, no one was watching me.
I would have been weeping.
Yes. Quite the story. Yeah. If you didn't catch it yesterday, please go check out the Friends for Life podcast on KFUO.org or anywhere you get podcasts and check out that episode. There are lots of great episodes. So tell us, Steph, tell us a little bit about what you cover in Friends for Life.
Yeah, well, so Friends for Life, we have over 100 episodes. So we started off by just talking about life issues, hence the name Friends for Life. But as we continued on, we realized, well, wait a minute, this is actually talking about a lot broader kind of topics than just life. And so now as Office of National Mission in Mercy, we've encompassed under the umbrella of Friends for Life and the topics that we talk about not only life issues, but also health issues as it relates to LCMS health ministry, and now family issues as it relates to LCMS family ministry. You know, sometimes and oftentimes, actually, those topics get blurred together. So as we talk about life issues, well, we're also talking about family stuff. You know, you mentioned Pastor Keeker's episode. Well, that's kind of everything. That's mm-hmm. life, health, and family all mm-hmm. in one. So it's really how do we faithfully endure the crosses we've been given, whether it's a life issue, a health issue, or a family issue? How do we faithfully endure the crosses, and how do we care for one another on this side of Christ's return?
Mm-hmm. Why are these topics, this podcast, why is it so important for you to be talking about this, to be sharing these types of stories with people?
Yeah, it's important because these are important for the church. Anytime we talk about issues that Jesus cares about, it's important that we care about them too. How we relate and how we care for one another, how we protect the vulnerable and the marginalized, and how we speak about God's order and God's design for men and women and for family. It's also important because these are stories of real people, like hence the name Friends for Life. These are our friends. They've become our friends as hosting, you know, co-hosts, just by virtue of having them on and by listening to their stories. Like, as you can relate, Andy, listening to Pastor Keeker's story, he has become a brother in Christ, whether you knew him or not before. Mm-hmm. And so there's something about the power of story and the power of people's faithful endurance through their story that encourages all of us in our boldness in living out our faith in light of, you know, the coming of Christ. Mm-hmm.
The image that you were painting as you were talking about covering life issues and health issues and family issues is we're complex people. We're not compartmentalized people.
Right.
We are complex people, and you cover complex issues mm-hmm. on this program. Pastor Becker, you're fairly new to the team, been here, what, a year and a half?
Almost
a year and a half. What have you been learning through your involvement with Friends for Life and now your work with family ministry here? What are you learning through the people you get to meet through Friends for Life podcast?
Yeah, just that it's amazing to hear from so many people within our church body that have such passion and experiences and expertise across the board in all of these issues as it relates to our relationships with other people. And so just learning about the depth and the wealth of knowledge. And I love being able just to have conversations with them for the betterment of us personally as hosts, but also as it just relates to our listeners to really encourage them in those real life things that they're dealing with every single day.
Mm-hmm. Why is it important for you, just from a perspective of family ministry, but also personally, to talk about these complex issues?
Because we're all dealing with them. We're all of our families, all of our relationships, every person has these things that we're dealing with, whether it's guilt and shame or whether it's, you know, how to manage our family better and work with our family to do that better, but also to bring faith in the gospel and to bear into all those things.
Mm-hmm. Steph, what are some of your favorite topics you've covered? You said 100 episodes?
Over
100 episodes. What are some of your favorites?
Well, I have to say, and maybe because it's just most immediate in my mind, but the reason why, when you reached out to me and said, "What can you give us an episode you want us to highlight?" I chose Pastor Keeker's. That whole season was really close to my heart. Mm-hmm. And that is season 12, I believe it was, of talking about the trauma of life-altering prenatal and postnatal diagnoses. Mm-hmm. And there's something about babies and expecting new life that hits so much harder when you hear a story, it seems. At least for me, and maybe it's because I'm a woman and that's not fair across the board. But I thought all three of those stories were incredibly powerful, not just because they were told well, retold well, but because they looked for Christ in their suffering. They looked for Christ in their grief. And what they were experiencing was grief while their child was still living. Like, mm-hmm. This is before the death of our first two guests that we had on and the loss of their children. Powerful. Andy apparently had to be in a room by himself while he listened to Pastor Keeker's story of Creed. And Creed is a young boy who's living and has a vibrant life, but he has a lot of health challenges too. So again, just a testament to the power of Christ for his people in their suffering.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Why is now a critical time to have a podcast that addresses these topics with gospel motivation?
Yeah, well, it's always going to be a critical time to talk about this stuff on the side of Christ's return. But I think as we live in an age of over information, we are constantly receiving, reading, taking in information. There's so many voices out there, and especially for younger people, and I'm young, but younger people who are on social media platforms and the like. The church needs to, in equal part, be sharing the voice of Jesus on these topics. And so that's why it's critical, mm-hmm. Is because we need to be having a voice, and it needs to be above the other voices that people hear.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Pastor Brecker, do you have anything to add?
Yeah, I was just thinking that very similar, just to be able to talk with so many of our experts that we get to have on too in their field and in theology and in life, and the importance of shining the light of the gospel on these topics when there's so many other voices. You know, that we hear in God's word that it's a lamp to our feet and a light to our path, right? In Psalm 119. And so we get to help God's word shine through our podcasts and by bringing our guests into the ears of those that listen, you know, that they might not otherwise be able to hear.
Yeah, absolutely.
Over 100 podcasts so far. What are we looking forward to in the future? What are we aiming for? Another 200 podcasts in the next year?
Oh, Lord willing. I pray so. Not in the next year.
Oh, okay.
Because it's just a part of what I do for O&M. Now that we have a database, what we consider resources, like these are resources that we're able to give to our church, that they can look up by topic if they so choose, or hopefully they're listening to a whole whole season. But now that we've kind of painted with a broader brush a lot of life topics, now Andy and I have talked about this, we get to like dive in on really specifics. And you know what? The gospel is important in the specifics also, not just in the generals, not in, just in the overarching, you know, grander theology, but in everyday life that we encounter. So I'm looking forward to that, getting specific.
Feedback that you've gotten from listeners of Friends for Life, what have folks been sharing with you as they're listening?
Well, similar to you, Andy. It's just especially like to hear people who have been impacted by the stories that they hear. The other thing, though, I'd like to ask is for more feedback, because at the end of every episode, which people probably get tired of hearing my voice, especially because it's the same at the end of every episode, but it's to ask our listeners to contact us about what they want to hear about when it comes to issues of life. So I want more feedback about what they're meeting in their real world and how we can bring information and ultimately the gospel to them on those topics.
Indeed. Friends for Life podcast, you can find it on KFUO.org. You can find it anywhere you get podcasts as well. Look for Friends for Life podcast and it's on KFUO again. You can find it just about anywhere.
Spotify and Apple are the most popular.
The bigger ones.
It's also on YouTube. There's no video yet, but the audio is on YouTube.
So you can find it just about anywhere. Again, KFUO.org as well. Lots of great notes and links in the notes as well that you all mentioned in the program as well. Friends for Life podcast. Check it out if you haven't checked it out already. And, you know, once a year we get to broadcast it as well.
We share
an episode on the air as well. We like doing that. Our guest today is Stephanie Neugebauer, Manager of Mercy Resource Development for the Office of National Mission and host of Friends for Life podcast. Stephanie, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
And the Reverend Andy Becker, he's Director of Family Ministry for the LCMS Office of National Mission and co-host of Friends for Life podcast. Thanks so much for joining us today.
It's great to be here.
We have more Coffee Hour to share with you in just a moment. Some Share-a-thon announcements coming up in just a second as well. You're listening to the Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.